Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eye on Markets Quick Takes. I'm Ali Curry, and every week, along with my guests, Amir Khwaja and Chris Barnes, we take a quick dive into the headlines on the Claris blog. Let's get started. Hi, Amir. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ali.
Hey, Ali. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Amir, let's start with you. What's your quick takes for this week? Which headline from the Claris FG blog would you like to discuss?
Sure. So I'm going to talk about time series of swap prices and volumes.
All right. Let's have at it.
In the Claris SDRView product, we've always collected for more than 10 years now, swaps data from trade repositories. So that gives us information on what trades, and we have about 40, 50 fields that describe the trade. I think swap markets, unlike futures or equities or bonds, every trade is an individual trade. And based on the field, you have to work out the instrument that trades to be able to compare price. And, you know, most of our customers consume this data either through our professional GUI, where people in the market, like traders, brokers, are looking at what traded at what time, what size, and what price. And then we have a researcher application for researchers, analysts, to look at long-term trends. In long-term trends, we've really focused on volume trends, how much trades in a given day. And we've used filters like currency, product, to give people long-term trends in dollar swaps volume or euro swaps volume or dollar cross currency, euro basis swaps volumes, right? But for our researcher audience, we haven't given them much about price information. Because to do that, you have to aggregate comparable price instruments. And the way we've done that, at least in the database for years, is to use a Bloomberg ticker, which is a well-known identifier for swaps traders in the Bloomberg terminal to identify the instrument that trades in the swap market, right? Whether it's a spread over or a curve switch or a butterfly. So now what we've done is in our researcher product, there's now a new screen where someone can enter a ticker. So for a spread over dollar SOFR swap and get a whole time series back, not just of number of trades on a given day and the volume, but also a volume weighted average price. Right. So that gives us a nice time series of prices and volumes for instruments that has meaning in the marketplace. Right. So rather than just looking at volumes for dollar swaps, we can now look at the volumes and the price, volume weighted average price of a 5-year spread over or a 5-10 curve switch trade or a, 2-5-10 butterfly trade or a cross currency basis swap euro USD in 2-year. And that's good information for analysts doing long-term analysis of markets, both on how price changes and how volume changes. And that can be done for us, going back many years now. We can look at a daily time series, weekly time series, a monthly time series. In every case, it will search the millions of records we have or transactions and find that instrument that we've stamped with the appropriate Bloomberg ticker. And it will find its time series of price, number of trades, volume. Yeah. And that just helps transparency. And for us, it's important, it's a new or a different way to make it easy to look at the data that we already have. And ease of use for analysts is kind of very important in that field. So that's a blog I did. I was going to just ask Chris if you had any questions on that, Chris.
I have one word, Amir. ISINs.
That's a bad word for the swaps market,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, sorry.
You'll set me off.
I read it and just expected it all to be based on ISINs. That's what Europe did.
So the background there is the equivalent of this data, or at least in Europe under MiFID II, decided to use ISINs, which are used in the bond markets for securities to identify swaps and OTC derivatives. Apart from the ISIN definition included, I think, a fixed maturity date, not a 5-year tenor. So there are literally millions, I lost count how many, 40 million last time I checked on the ISIN website, new ISINs created for OTC derivatives, which, a hindrance in transparency, makes the data pretty unusable because every time I do a 5-year swap, each day there's a new ISIN for that trade, right? So I can't compare time series of 5-year swaps by searching for ISINs because I need a new ISIN every single day. So if I'm looking for the past 1 year's history of 5-year swaps in MiFID Euro data, I need to have 250 ISIN lookups, yeah? The mind boggles. Yeah, it's just nonsense, right? So that's why using the OpenFIGI and Bloomberg ticker, there is an appropriate identifier, and either the OpenFIGI ID or the Bloomberg ticker that stays constant, that makes sense for OTC derivative products and allows people to really query very easily. Transparency for US OTC derivatives. So unfortunately, to do that for European data would add so much complexity to the query. You know, imagine doing a query in SQL where you're sending 250 IDs in an in clause. Obviously, you can't do that, right? So you have to use some other scheme, right?
Yeah. It's literally crazy. I mean, we spec this product together, right? And it was never a question of what should we chart. It was always, it should just be the Bloomberg ticker. It's the obvious way of looking at swap markets. So the other thing I wanted to highlight is just how meaningful a volume weighted average price is. Because when I used to trade swaps, you know, the biggest frustration with all of that data is that your client's asking you for prices in a yard. And when you look at broker screens and what the prices are, they may be tradable in clips of 50 million, right? And so trying to work out what the fair price to do $1 billion is when the market is quoted in clips of 50 is kind of exactly what swap traders are doing day in, day out. Right. And the P&L on a swap trader's book is therefore dictated by your volume weighted average price, volume weighted average price that you get in and the volume weighted average price that you get out. And that is something that you don't see in swaps markets reflected anywhere. Right. And so whilst you see these quotes moving all the time, there's no way of knowing the sizes unless you're in a CLOB on a CEF. It's a very, very different concept to a traditional exchange traded product. And so I think really going forward for swap markets, this type of VWAP analysis is really, really helpful. It allows you to benchmark your traders. You can look at their series of trades on a day, see what they achieved as a VWAP compared to what the market achieved. There are lots and lots of potential uses for this type of data, which is very, very different to your traditional data, which is kind of quote-driven broker screens. And that's something that I really like about the SDR data recently, is that I think I'm right in saying if we tried to produce these charts back in 2013, the data would have been so dirty and prices missing and units wrong that the charts wouldn't have been as reliable as they are now. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, yeah, I would say so, Chris. Yeah, and I think your point is right. You know, by able to mine the data for new types of use cases, and VWAP, you know, is a nice use case. And I think we could take it further, right? You know, we could look at intraday. Yeah, at the moment we're doing daily, weekly, monthly. So there's no end of analysis that you could do. So really it's our goal to make it easy for people to do that analysis, you know, using our tools, provide transparency, help people think of things they would want to do and just make it very easy, right? And I love your point there about, you know, what a trader is doing, right? So they're obviously making prices, they're hedging, and their volume weighted average price of making prices and hedging is kind of their P&L, right? And all this stuff really helps you look at what the market is doing, what you're doing. And, you know, and we're great believers that people should be benchmarking their trading, their hedging, their risk, you know, with volume in the market and price in the market. Yeah. So now transparency.
Agreed. You know, if you look at a portfolio manager, if you look at an ETF, right, they're all benchmarked on their alpha, their relative performance compared to a market. That's what analysis like this allows you to do, even for a market-making swaps desk.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Yeah. So I think, Ali, that's really what I wanted to cover. The blog is called Time Series of Swap Prices and Volumes, and it allows people to very quickly search for a long time series of price and volume for a whole range of swap contracts, whether interest rates, cross-currency basis, etc.
Great. Thank you, Amir. And thank you for sharing again the title of your blog post. Amir Khwaja, Chris Barnes, thank you both for sharing your quick takes. And that's our episode for today. You can read more about these topics on the Clara's blog, and you can follow Ion Markets on X and on LinkedIn. And from your friends at Ion and Clara's, we wish you and your family happy holidays and a very happy new year. Thank you for joining us this year. Let's do it again next year.